Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. This is John Kuzma from EndZoneBlog.com's Across the Middle show, where we cover all your latest NFL news and action. We're going to talk about the Arizona Cardinals and their pass rushers today. We're also going to talk about Patrick Mahomes and why he might have to come to the Chiefs' rescue. So let's stay with the Chiefs. You know, Kansas City had a dysfunctional offseason, but Patrick Mahomes is good enough to save the Chiefs. Most people are probably wondering how Kansas City had a dysfunctional offseason, and it's because of a number of different events that have occurred. Obviously, the first thing that comes to mind is Tyreek Hill and the allegations he's facing, you know, child abuse, which will likely result in Hill being suspended for a violation of the NFL's personal conduct policy. All that came in the wake of Kareem Hunt's release because of a video that surfaced of Hunt in an altercation with a woman. So he's no longer a part of the team either, and it definitely hurt the Chiefs' chances in the postseason. Then you also have to remember that Travis Kelce had ankle surgery and was in a walking boot for the past month, and Kansas City is transitioning to a new defensive scheme. You know, they're going from a 3-4 to a 4-3. They got rid of Justin Houston. They got rid of Dee Ford. Despite these concerns, Patrick Mahomes can be the one constant for Andy Reid's football team. The reigning MVP racked up 5,097 yards and 50 touchdowns in 2018 and proved he's the centerpiece of this offense. His numbers won't be as good this year, especially if Hill is suspended. However, none of that matters if Kansas City can get into the playoffs and make some magic happen. You know, we've seen Tom Brady overcome undesirable circumstances in the past, and now it's Mahomes' opportunity to do the same. This could be an even more defining moment for his career than winning MVP because there's so many odds stacked against him, making it clear we're going to see exactly what Mahomes is made of, but don't be surprised if he does rise up to expectations. You're only as good as your quarterback in the NFL, and Kansas City has one of the best in the business. Life will be so much easier because of that, and he definitely inspires hope in his teammates. So, Patrick Mahomes, first-year starter, even though it was his second year in the league this past season. And, you know, remember, he takes over for Alex Smith and completely uplifts this team to another level that they weren't at with Smith at the helm. I think Smith last year, I think they got bounced by Tennessee in the playoffs and upset in the very first round, I believe. It was AFC wild card. You know, with Mahomes, they go to the AFC championship game, and it's because their offense is so explosive. You know, if Dee Ford doesn't jump off sides in that AFC championship game, then the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl. And let's be honest, they could have beat the Los Angeles Rams, especially, you know, how bad the Rams looked on Super Bowl night. So, you know, Kansas City would have been right there. They probably could have beat them, you know. Who knows, though? But the one thing we do know is Patrick Mahomes is an outstanding player, not just an outstanding player, an outstanding athlete. He can beat you in the pocket off his arm talent alone, or he can – I actually just seen a picture the other day of Patrick Mahomes. He was stiff-arming a Patriots pass rusher, and it looked like he still got the pass off on that play. So that just tells you the type of athlete this guy is. Just a competitor, too. You know, some guys, you know, they have all – you know, the arm talent in the world, but they're not a great competitor. That's not Patrick Mahomes. He's a world-class competitor. He's got all the tools. One of the best quarterbacks we've seen in a very, very long time. Definitely probably the face of the NFL moving forward, or, you know, I guess after Brady hangs it up, we're going to be looking at Patrick Mahomes to carry the torch and, you know, take the brand into the future. And, you know, he's deserving because, you know, we've seen him, you know, sprint out to the left and throw a football with his left hand and complete it. It's just these plays that he shouldn't have any business making that he does. Not even just that, the no-look passes across his body that he does. And then he can just sit in, like I said, he can sit in the pocket, launch a ball, you know, 80 yards downfield perfectly into his receiver's hands, who's running in stride. You just don't get players like that that come along, you know, every year. I believe it's like a generational talent. And he's just, you know, the best young player that we've seen in a very long time. And like I said, you know, Kansas City didn't have a great offseason, but Patrick Mahomes can save the Chiefs. That's the bottom line. Moving on, let's talk about, you know, the Arizona Cardinals. And, you know, the Cardinals aren't a good team. In fact, they're the worst team in the entire NFL. They're drafting first for a reason. But don't overlook how good Chandler Jones and Terrell Suggs can be for the Arizona Cardinals. You know, most coaches dream of having two elite edge players. We know the Arizona Cardinals were the worst team in football a season ago, and they've been working overtime to turn things around. We've seen this team add Brooks Reed and Robert Alford before free agency even began. Then they lured Terrell Suggs away from the Baltimore Ravens, and it's an acquisition that could end up being a splash. Suggs is 36 years old, but he still recorded 7 sacks in 2018. Clearly, the veteran outside linebacker hasn't lost it, and now the Cardinals will pair him up with Chandler Jones. Those two defenders will be firing off the edge for all 4 quarters and doing everything they can to rattle opposing quarterbacks. Some teams could be overwhelmed by such a relentless force, and the person who will benefit the most is Jones. Offenses can't double-team Jones as much because Suggs will dominate against one-on-one blocking. Therefore, offensive linemen will have to mix up their protections up front to keep Arizona off guard, and it's a much better situation than Jones was in last year. You have to remember, Chandler Jones has recorded 41 sacks since joining the Cardinals, but he could be even better now that he's got the perfect wingman in Suggs. The only unfortunate thing is this will probably be a 1-year stint with Suggs being so old, which is why this organization has to make the most of it and try to improve as much as they can. Cliff Kingsbury needs to start off on the right foot, and the Jones-Suggs duo will be one of the most important factors in whether or not that happens. It's still a long shot that they'll be able to win the NFC West, but Jared Goff, Russell Wilson, and Jimmy Garoppolo better watch out, because if they're not careful, they'll get droid by these two pass rushers. So Chandler Jones, last 3 years, I think he went over 10 sacks for the last 3 years. You know, and then Terrell Suggs, yeah, 36 years old, but, you know, last year he had 7 sacks and he looked good coming off the edge still. He still knows how to beat pass rushers. I don't think he'll ever lose that. You know, if he hasn't lost it yet, he probably won't lose it anytime soon. Terrell Suggs is going to retire before he can't get it done on the field, because he's going to be able to get it done until probably 50 years old, because he's just such a physical specimen, because his knowledge and awareness of the game is on such a high level, and then his technique is so crisp. He's got the fundamentals, his rips, his swims, his spins, does all those things so incredibly well that, like I said, he's going to retire before he's able to get it, before, you know, he can't get it done on the field. He's, you know, the perfect wingman for Chandler Jones. And, you know, Terrell Suggs is from Arizona, so he's going back to where he went to high school. I think he went to Chandler High School. You know, don't quote me, but pretty certain that's where he went in Arizona. So he's going back to his old stomping grounds, a place he's comfortable in. He's probably got family back there. An area he's familiar with and comfortable with and all those things. So I think, you know, for an athlete, in terms of being able to prepare yourself, that can be a very good thing, you know, because you're at ease, you're comfortable, you're glad to be back at home, get to spend time around your family and things like that. It just helps your mental makeup. And then you put him opposite Chandler Jones, a guy who is, you know, last 3 years has been as dominant as anybody in the whole entire league. He actually led the NFL in sacks 1 year. So Yeah, these offensive linemen, they want to slide the protection over at Jones, but Suggs is gonna work so well in that one-on-one on the backside, and he's gonna consistently get to the quarterback that you're not gonna be able to just run the same protection every single play, because it's gonna be too stale to the defense. They'll catch on quickly. Then by the time the fourth quarter comes around, they've adjusted and you're a step behind. So, by getting Terrell Suggs, offensive linemen are going to have to shift their line left, shift their line right, and just mix it up and just try to, play the game, so to say, instead of just matching up the same way on every single play. Yeah, the majority is still going to be on Jones, and they'll probably have a tight end on Jones with a running back chipping, or just a running back staying home on that side out of four wide and chipping Jones. But every once in a while, they're going to have to flip it over and switch it on Suggs just to keep everything, keep the defense honest, I guess you can say. And that's going to open up Jones even more. So definitely like that move. And yeah, the NFC West is going to be tough. I think Los Angeles is worse than they were last year. I think Seattle could actually be better. 49ers undoubtedly are much better. But those quarterbacks still have to watch out when they play the Cardinals, because if they blink, they're going to get caught sleeping. And Chandler Jones, Terrell Suggs, those guys can take your head off. And you can get seriously hurt against those guys, because they're dropping the hammer when they arrive. And for I think Vance Joseph is calling the defense out there. I'm pretty sure Vance Joseph is the coach there. So the defensive coach, excuse me, Cliff Kingsbury is the head coach. So he's got a nice, talented cast to work with, to try to get his career back on track and maybe get back to being a head coach someday. After things didn't work out with the Denver Broncos. As a coach, you're only as good as the players you have on the field to execute your game plan. So I know Vance Joseph, even though it's a team that traditionally hasn't had a lot of success, he has some weapons there to really dial it up and showcase what he can do from an X and O standpoint. And as a coach, that's one of the most exciting times in your life. Because you feel good at night knowing that the guys you have out there can do exactly what you ask of them. So I really like the Arizona Cardinals defensively. Offensively, they were just awful, and Cliff Kingsbury is supposed to come in and solve all their problems. It's going to be stretched that he does that, even if they get Kyler Murray, because that offensive line is just god awful. To me, trading down seems like the right move. And I really like Nick Bosa. I really like Josh Allen. And still, I would trade down just because they're so bad and they have so many holes to fill. They have to stockpile picks and bring as many new bodies in as they can. So just getting one great player doesn't solve anything. They should probably trade back. But really, that's all I have today. Thank you guys for tuning in. Check out endzoneblog.com for all your latest NFL news and action. Can't wait for the draft to roll around, very, very soon here. It's going to be exciting to see who lands where. I think Kyler Murray is going number one, if we're talking about the Cardinals. I think Quinnen Williams will probably go number two to the San Francisco 49ers, because they have Dee Ford, they have Buckner, DeForest Buckner. So I think they want to put Quinnen Williams right in the middle, but maybe they go Bosa. I think the Jets want to trade down, but Bosa would probably go there if he's still on the board. It's going to be exciting. Hopefully, I'm a lifelong Lions fan. Hopefully, we get either Ed Oliver or Devin White in the first round, and then the second round, you got to get a receiver. If you can get N'Keal Harry, if you can get Hakeem Butler or Deebo Samuel, that's a win for the organization. But thank you guys for listening. I'm signing off. Have a great day.